I am Kino Cummings once again. I always have been. But Francois Haysamon is the editor of Caravan and Outdoor Life magazine. You know, campsites, caravan parks, steady influx, as I've said, hotels and guest houses, not doing as well. Why? Because they rely on international guests. And this is what I've been saying to this industry for the longest time. You need to start focusing on the locals and taking locals seriously. Then you have another paradigm. The fact that people don't want to be in close proximity to other people, having breakfast in close proximity to other people. And a campsite, or whether you're caravanning at a campsite, you know, you have less of a problem because you're in the outdoors. So, Francois, hey, Simon, it's been at least about 300 years. How are you doing?
Hi, Kino. It's great to chat with you again.
Let's talk about the magazine, man. I'm so happy that the mag is still around because we've seen some torrid, you know, a lot of the other mags have seen real torrid times and have closed.
Well, you know, actually the mag, the print magazine at the moment is still on hold.
Okay.
While we're in lockdown during the COVID. But, you know, we've moved everything online.
Brilliant.
And we've actually found that, you know what, we're reaching so much more people. So many more people.
No, absolutely.
So everything is still going ahead and it's going very well.
Well, great. Great. And then the website we can find you on very quickly, shameless plug, right up front.
It's just caravansa.co.za.
All right, brilliant. Now, this Business Insider story, Francois, I mean, is that something you guys have seen? Is that what, you know, you have been reporting on in any way? The fact that more people are tending towards camping than anything else these days, now that we are freer?
Yeah, it's an interesting way to think about it. And I think where it comes from is just, you know, after people have been cooped up for so many weeks and months, everybody was just itching to start getting out and about. And it's really been accelerated now that the lockdown has been lifted and people can get out. But, you know, even before that, we have seen an increase in people going camping. It was this weird shift where you had people turning digitally and staying at home and watching Netflix. And I think we're moving past that, where people are realizing, you know what, there's a lot more than sitting on my lounge. Let's go out and explore nature. And a really good way to do that is simply to go to campsites. It allows you to see new areas of South Africa and our neighboring countries when you can go there. And a lot of these campsites are positioned in beautiful destinations where there are outdoor activities available, whether it's quad biking or hiking or parasailing or any of those things. It's just really convenient and an easy way to explore South Africa.
Yeah. Convenient when you're not putting up the tent. And convenient when you're not taking down the tent.
is why I always say, if you buy a new tent or a new caravan, practice at home. Even if you put it up in your garage or outside on the pavement, practice.
No, absolutely. Listen, I saw this thing called a hydraulic tent, and it'll probably save my marriage. It's either that or a caravan, right? So the caravan looks a little less tedious. So let's look at the options. I want to talk about this from a lifestyle perspective. We had a gentleman phoning in earlier. Lives in Mpumalanga, is currently in, I think his name's Joe. He called in earlier. Was it Joe? I don't know what it was. I forget his name. I'm really losing it at the moment. But anyway, he called in and said that he caravans quite a bit. He's currently in KZN, and he says he meets other people who've been caravanning for the last 3 years already. And all they do is pack up, travel, go to a campsite, and he says it's a lot more affordable than sometimes owning a home.
Yeah, so the swallows, we sometimes call them. It's very popular for people when they retire. You know, what we often have seen is sort of you retire and then you change your lifestyle, you scale down your big house or your small house. And what people will do is they buy a caravan and they just travel around. I mean, it's super inexpensive, you know, even for monthly caravan parking. You're looking at about $3,000 a month. You can get a spot. And that includes your water and electricity.
And
no way! And someone does your lawn for you. Yeah, $3,500 per month at some of the longest standing caravan parks. There are caravan parks and resorts that have dedicated areas for these long stay campers. And what you do is when the weather gets bad, you just pack up and you go.
This is interesting. This is really, really interesting. So I could literally be a gig economy worker. I have a couple of lekker clients. They're all overseas. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying this is hypothetical. And I sit on my laptop, do whatever I need to, but I'm at a camp spot. You know, I've got a shower available. I've got all the amenities. I've got food close by. So this can actually be done. I never understand why people only do it when they retire.
Yeah, I think, look, if you can, while you're traveling around, obviously it's really nice. But I, you know, some people just don't enjoy the, let's say the, what it's like to camp for such extended periods of time.
Sure,
you know, if you have been camping for a couple of weeks, sometimes you do feel like, yo, I just want to sit at, I miss my home and some balls. But honestly, I think it's a fantastic lifestyle, and mm-hmm. and you can do it across borders as well when they are open. You know, we've worked with people who really take this to the extreme, and they build themselves even like custom motorhomes and caravans, which they take completely away, not even into like bigger caravan parks, but really into the wild, where they go to be disconnected from society while they work. It's popular with writers or someone who does that.
Well, doesn't the editor of Caravan and Outdoor Lifestyle magazine do that?
I wish I could. But you know, we've got two dogs and they travel everywhere with us. So we tend to pick the spots where we can take our pets as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let's talk about, okay, so now we know, how many spots are there around South Africa? And how many, I mean, listen, as far as you know, I'm sure, you know, how long is a piece of string? But based on what you know, what is available around South Africa and then the Western Cape?
Geez, if you're looking at South Africa, you're looking at over 1,000 camping spots.
Wow.
Easily. It's quite difficult to get an exact number. I mean, if we had someone permanently on staff just phoning around and finding these guys, it'll be a full-time job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, we've recorded well over 1,000 resorts. To be honest, you know, this year has changed the industry quite a lot. In the past couple of months, we've been doing a lot of work to try and promote some of the resorts who've been hit the hardest during the lockdown. You know, they had to shut down, and that's hard for everyone.
Yeah.
So we've seen quite an interesting shift in the overall industry with the types of caravan parks that you get, and that's where it comes down to your lifestyle. Because, you know, you do get your very big Arctic of Fear kind of resorts where you are quite close to your neighbor and there's super tubes and trampolines and putt-putt courses and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
But you also get the niche private resorts where there's just absolutely no one around and you can be completely alone, probably even without electricity or running water.
No, that's where I draw the line, eh? Electricity, yes, please. Running water, yes, please. Ablution facilities, yes, please.
You can have all of that. You can have all of that in your caravan.
You can. Hey? That's true. If you have a good generator, but you'll have to charge up at some stage.
Solar panel will keep you going.
Okay.
If you run economically and you get yourself a second battery, you can be off the grid for quite a long time.
Okay, so what are the options, right, for people who are starting out? What's the best thing to start doing if you just want to get outdoors and, you know, do your thing? Is it better to first start doing the whole tenting thing before investing in a caravan?
I would suggest that, yes. But get a good tent because that's the one thing you don't want to – get a good tent and get a good mattress to sleep on because you don't want to be uncomfortable at night and you want a nice space in which you can still – call home base. And you will be surprised if the bug does bite you, you'll probably very, very soon you'll be upgrading to a little a trailer key. So because you're going to start packing a little bit more and more so that you can extend your stay and take a little bit more comfort. You know, some nice camping chair, all those kinds of things. The camping gear, is really an enjoyable part of camping, especially if you can go shopping.
Yep.
Because there's a lot out there, and they're great. But yeah, go someplace local. If you're starting out, don't plan a 3-month trip up to the Kunene region or something like that. Choose a campsite close by, and decide beforehand what type of experience you want. Are you looking to meet new people around a braai fire? Do you want to shut down your laptop and put away the iPad and just be alone and listen to the night sounds? And then find a place that aligns with the kind of outdoor experience that you're looking for. There's more than enough of choices in South Africa, and if you do find something that works for you, you will go and do it again.
Now, what's the cost? I mean, you talk about it, you know, 3,000 rand to get a permanent campsite somewhere, so that's per month, right? Which isn't a bad thing, and that's quite affordable. But what does the actual caravan cost? Because you can get a new caravan, so top of the range, right? What would that cost?
Cool. If you're looking at a really top of the range that you've kitted out with awnings and solar panels and all the extensions, you'll easily start looking at the 800,000 rand range.
Yes, for a caravan, not a motorhome.
Well, for a caravan, yes, but this is supremely kitted out, and these are the off-road builds. So they've got reinforced chassis and all the stuff that you can literally take them anywhere you want to go.
Okay.
And they're popular because, I mean, those things can take they do provide you with quite a luxury living wherever you decide to park.
This is interesting indeed. So we are chatting, by the way, to Francois Hassaman, who is the editor of Caravan and Outdoor Life magazine. They've gone online, caravansa.co.za. I've been spending some time on this website, and while I'm talking, because I'm ADHD like that, and I can tell you that I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing. Young and old, able to get out. Maybe you've got some camping stories to share with us.